you doing? This is Sean from Youth Brigade. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM live from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. My name is Eric, and you are listening to A Face for Radio, a music show with interludes about nothing. And today, since I have a lot of music for you, and I did manage to get here on time, which was a first. Well, not a first, but not as regular of an occurrence as it should be. I got here on time, so everything should be prepared and ready to go. We're going to kick it off with a friend of the show, who we're a big fan of. Mr. Mac DeMarco has released some new music this past week, or just last week he released a instrumental album called Some Other Ones, and it's pretty cool. And then just a few days ago, he released a new song. So we're going to kick it off with a Mac DeMarco doubleheader. All right, here we go with the song Young Coconut.
I'm reminded of the time. Thank you.
picked me up in your Corvette, although I wasn't ready yet. I loved the leather on my buns. My God, we are the lucky ones. But this love was real, though I swear I couldn't feel the engine revving so loud. I'm just waiting. Day we met, gripped leather gloves point toward the sun, always escaping from the dawn. But the love was real, though I swear I can feel
presents Against Me, July 17th at the Rogue Theater. Against Me tour in support of their new album, Transgender Dysphoria Blues. With openers, Frank Hero and The Celebration, plus Annie Girl and The Flight, more info can be found on againstme.net. Advance tickets are $24.50, available at Red Cat Records, and online at ticketfly.com.
The arts this winter at League Square Community Arts Village. They're offering an exciting lineup of visual and performing arts programs this winter, including capoeira, Brazilian dance, and martial arts for 3 to 12 year olds. Parent and taught jam sessions, the iGirl Empowerment and Art Workshop for ages 9 to 12, and adult classes in digital photo editing and photography, just to name a few. Registration is available online at experienceit.ca or call 604-927-7529 for a full listing of arts and culture programs in Port Coquitlam. For more information on Lee Square, please visit portcoquitlam.ca/arts or call 604-927-8400.
Hello, we are back in business. Yeah, that was a good PSA. I thoroughly enjoyed that one. Nice song by Os Mutantes there. Anyways, we kicked off the set today with the song with a Mac DeMarco sandwich. And some Shannon and the Clams for dessert. The first song we listened to was Young Coconut off his instrumental album. Some other ones that he released or played released and played at his barbecue that he held in Queens, New York, for which was a fundraiser for something, and he invited all his fans to come listen to the album and eat some of his barbecued food, which I think is pretty cool, a pretty cool thing to do. And then his latest single off of his upcoming album, mini album, Another One, which comes out August 7th, I think, is called I've Been Waiting for Her. A bit more upbeat than some of the last ones. Good song. I'm into it. And then we listen to the first song off of Shannon and the Clam's upcoming album, which comes out September 11th. And the first single is called Corvette. The album is called Gone by Dawn. And Shannon and the Clam's are playing here next week. No, not next week. Or maybe 9 days from now, so just over next week on July 25th. So stay tuned for them, cool band from Oakland, California. And yeah, that's that. We got some rain yesterday, which is related to one of the songs we're going to be listening to in a little bit. The second song we'll be listening to in this. The first song is Wiggle Room, called Wiggle Room off of the album of the same name by the band Drug Cabin, who is from Los Angeles, California. And yeah, enjoy.
Rien, ils se regardaient et leurs yeux brillaient très fort d'un amour sans nom, terrible et profond, comme l'eau qui dort, comme l'eau qui dort. Et le temps passait et ils sourient sans se décider encore
a laissé brûler ce feu qui dormait comme l'eau qui dort, comme l'eau qui dort. Elle savait déjà que cet amour-là devait les dévorer. Elle lui savait bien que plus jamais rien ne pourrait changer. Ils ont échangé leur premier baiser comme s'ils buvaient de l'or, cet or qu'ils cachaient sous leurs yeux baissés, comme l'eau qui dort, comme l'eau qui dort. Et toute la nuit, ils se sont unis dans les joies de l'amour. Puis ont regardé le cœur apaisé se lever le jour. Et comme en secret, ils se sont jurés de vivre jusqu'à la mort cet amour sans nom, terrible et profond, comme l'eau qui dort, comme l'eau qui dort, comme l'eau.
Chechanya, my sweet Chechanya, honey California, really want you. Look at here, Tony, where's Caledonia? My, Chechanya, be mine. Thank you.
baby, that is some hot music bouncing there. We just listened to the song Ochi Chornia, I think. Although I love the way Louis Armstrong says it at the beginning of the song, or when he first starts singing, because you have that great trumpet opening and the whole band's going, and then right when he comes in, it is so, I just find it hilarious the way he goes, Ojigenia, Ojigenia, is amazing. It's perfect. I have no idea who's pronouncing it right. Anyways, yeah, the song is either Ochichornia or Ojigenia by Louis Armstrong and the All Stars. I have it off of the Basin Street Blues 45. But it is a part, it comes from the Glenn Miller Story soundtrack, which I've never seen, but apparently is a film starring James Stewart and June Allison. I don't know June Allison, but James Stewart is a great actor, so it's probably a good movie. And Louis Armstrong appears in it, does the soundtrack for it, so it's got to be good. And then before that, we listened to Eric Montry. Eric spelled the way my name is spelled, with a K. So not only did I play that song because I like it, but also because it's nice to see someone who has the same spelling as your name, if you have a name that's spelled in the minority of the way your name could be spelled. So I would assume Jeffries with G's. Eric's with K's instead of C's. I don't know for Erica which one's more common, if it's with a K or a C. I feel like that is a more even spread. Anyways, and so on. So if your name is in the minority of how your name is spelled, you know, there's someone out there like you. Other people out there like you. Anyways, the song that my namesake, Eric Montry, played is called Loki Dar, off which is the Sleeping Water, off the album Maintenant Tu Veux Partir, which means Now You Want to Leave. And it came out in 1964, a nice pop song, from French pop song from back in the day. And we started it all off with the song Wiggle Room by Los Angeles band Drug Cabin. And I'm not sure if they realize how bad that their name is, because I feel like they don't take themselves too seriously. They have a song called Steely Dad, which was the song I was first shown by them. So, you know, I guess that it's all in jest. But I feel like that's a band name that they probably came up with while in a drug cabin and thought that that was a good idea for a band name, and then didn't realize that people would actually listen to their music. This is all conjecture. I have no idea if this is true, but this is my assumption, is why they stuck with Drug Cabin. And then they got big enough that they wanted people to remember them, so they didn't want to do a name change. Because I think that's harder now in the internet age to do a name change than it might have been back in the day. Either that, or maybe they just really like the name Drug Cabin, and I'm in the minority here as well, and don't like them. I don't know. What do you think? Let us know. Anyways, we're going to keep the show rolling in just a little bit with the song Tossing and Turning by JB, the First Lady, First Lady of Vancouver Hip Hop. She is a local Aboriginal hip hop artist, rapper. And I found out about her when my mom got a copy of Megaphone magazine, and she is the cover star of Megaphone this week, so be sure to check it out, and there's a good interview with her in it, and it was good, so I decided to check out her tunes, and from what I've listened to so far, I enjoyed her first album the most, called Get Ready, Get Steady. She came out in 2011. She has a newer album called Indigenous Girl Lifestyle, which came out in April 2014. And she has a new album with her band. It's a hip-hop duo called Enter Tribal. And the album is called Hitting the Trail, and it is out now. So if you dig this next song and want to check out more music like it, here you go. You know where to look. Anyways, this is JB the First Lady with the song Tossing and Turning.
Fish be caught and rotten by. It's not gonna stop. I come to the light. I come to the fight. I come to the mic. Hoping it might change. Rearrange. Fate waste of materials are made. Can't escape. Sick of watching lives on tape. I sit and I wait to bait. Animate the shapes. Create energies unseen. Open the dreams. Waiting for the moonbeams. Talk to the grandmas and malls. I press pause on the CDs. Beat heal me. Flow freely. I got to believe in me. That's what they said in my head in my bed last night. That's what they said in my head in my bed last night. Go left to right, follow your impulses, your desires. Take it high, connect the wires, stop the fires. No need for denies and lies. Slow motion, hoping and coping. It's in the flow of the ocean. It's in the flow of the ocean. I detect tossing and turning. I detect tossing and turning. I detect tossing and turning. I detect tossing and turning.
Thank you.
All right, and that finishes our more somber turn for the morning. We kicked off the set with a bit of a different vibe with the song Tossing and Turning by JB, the First Lady. And then I decided to take it a little dark and stormy. And we listened to the song Toujours by Rodelius off his album Jardin au Fou, which means Fool's Garden. Song means always. And Hans Joachim Rodelius was born October 26th in 1934 in Berlin, apparently. Wow, I did not know he was that old. Anyways, he was co-founder of a famous krautrock band Cluster, another one called Harmonia. I don't know either of those bands very well. I heard of his album, this album, Jardin Fou, because Kate Le Bon put it in her Baker's Dozen. I've probably played at least half, if not like 8 to 10 of the albums that she put on that, on her top 13, because they're great. Anyway, so Hans Joachim Rodelius took a bit of a more ambient turn, and with this album, which came out in 1979, apparently from his Sky years. And it's just really pretty. The whole album is full of somewhat sinister and not as sinister, and sometimes just pretty, a little vaudeville, a little field recordings mixed in to this pretty album, I'd say. Jardin Fou. So it's worth checking out. There's a lot of other great songs on it. So if you like that, check it out. And then we segued from that into the song Lucia by Anime, I think is how it's pronounced, A-N-A-M-A-I, off of her new LP Sallows, which came out on February 2nd. And she's from Toronto. I heard about her because she's going to be playing at Sappy Fest in New Brunswick, and I have a little compilation from that, and I enjoyed that song. It kind of reminds me of the Seattle band Smush, I think. It's been a long time since I listened to them, but I think that's how you pronounce it, at least. Anyways, so that's cool, and I was talking to Andy here, host of The Burrow, and he told me that she is also in a band called Hussy, H-S-Y, which is like a dark punk band. Very different sound. So if you like that and you're into some dark punk, maybe check that out. And surprisingly, we timed it right. I thought at first I had way too much music, and then I thought I didn't have enough. I was just getting really nervous. But I think it'll be okay. We're going to put on some a couple PSAs for you, and then and then I've got a couple songs to finish it off, and make sure to stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM, and check out what's coming up next. Should be Transition State. Anywho, we're going to finish the show off with the song, first the song I'll Masquerade It by Colin Cowan and the Elastic Stars off of their new album, Spring Myths. And Colin Cowan and the Elastic Stars will be playing tonight at Four Springs' last show at the Biltmore Cabaret. So if you like the band Spring, if you like the first song that I play next, then make sure to check them out. They're really cool. They played at Catalana last week, and I had the pleasure of interviewing Colin Cowan, who's a really funny guy and a very talented musician. He also plays in Data Plan and I think a couple other bands around town. So if you dig this, check him out tonight. This is the third album, and he's releasing four albums, one each year for each season of the month. So it started off with Fall and then Winter, and now Spring Myths is his spring album. And we're going to kick everything off with the song I'll Masquerade It before finishing it off with one of the most hotly anticipated albums of the year, Tame Impala's new album, Currents, and the song Yes, I'm Changing. But first, some ads. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy these last few tunes.
Portland-based psychedelic rock band Unknown Mortal Orchestra are on tour to support their new release, Multi-Love. Catch them live Sunday, July 26th at the Imperial in Vancouver. Tickets are available at timberconcerts.com. Follow Timber Concerts on social media for more info.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave. You're so sway. Oh, Dave. I like your shade.
Thank you. should have held your hand. Rich neighborhoods on sacred land, and now they're gone again and reborn again the way they were, older than the world. This is the way, this is the way you thought you'd fall.
Quick correction. Sorry, last song I played was supposed to be Yes, I'm Changing by Tame Impala, but I had the incorrect version. So sorry about that. We'll have a new, better one for you at a later date when the album actually comes out tomorrow. Anyways, enjoy Data Plan.